I'm Jesse, by the way.
I'm Michelle.
Michelle?
Vachelle.
Vachelle.
With a V.
That's a pretty peculiar name. I've never heard of that.
Scratch my head up.
Really?
Are you in the 313 CAD class?
No, I'm in the 334. That's the nonverbal speech.
Are you just communication major?
RTF. Right. So are you sophomore, freshman?
Junior.
Yeah, me too. I just transferred up here.
Where'd you go?
To the junior college in Brenham, Berlin College. So.
Is that where you're from?
No, I'm from LaGrange.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Everybody says that one. I think that. Yeah, that's the smallest, most famous town, I think.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
I like the wine you rode through there.
Yeah, it's a pretty town. It's a real pretty country up there. I like it a lot. I lived there, I guess, about 6 years or so. So that's really, where are you from?
Victoria.
Victoria? The Drifters.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the dances all the time.
Yeah.
Are the Emotions from there, too?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of good bands from Drifters. I mean, from Victoria.
Yeah.
I've heard of
dances all the time.
Yeah, well, whenever I go down there on weekends, I see it. They're really good. They're probably about the biggest band around LaGrange as far as playing.
You have to get them from Victoria.
Yeah. Well, they used to have like Texas Pride and all that. People's Choice. Garbage band.
Yeah.
But there was another band I saw there not too long ago. Not in Victoria, but in another small town. Was it Crosswind? Something like that. I don't know. I think they're from Victoria, too. That's pretty good. But, anyways. Victoria. I have some.
Have you ever been through there?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times. We used to play. Well, we didn't play there. Whenever we make it to district, we'd play our games there.
Would you play football?
Football. No, I didn't play football when I was in the band. But, but whenever they make it to district, they would play their games.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. So, anyways, tell me more about yourself.
I'm an accounting major.
An accounting?
Yeah, but I just switched.
From what?
Chemical engineering. That's why I'm in this class.
That's quite a change.
Yeah.
That's quite a change. Did you really have a...
Fail.
Well, I didn't mean that. Did you really have a big change? Did you have to make up a lot of things? Or?
Yeah, I lost a lot of hours.
I can imagine. Golly, I know.
Be here 5 years.
Really, yeah, I'll probably be here 5 years too because I just transferred and I had quite a bit of hours for a sophomore, but some of them didn't transfer, you know. And, well, we don't like that. We're going to make you take this. I got scared. So I have to take probably an extra semester or something.
Yeah.
As my roommate, he switched from petroleum to aerospace.
Yeah,
and he, that wasn't too bad, engineering and everything, but still, he had.
I thought about switching in there, but I just didn't like the whole thing.
Really? I don't know, engineering.
It took me that long to find out it wasn't for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, none of them are freshmen, they don't give you
any
classes.
Yeah. That was a big problem where I was from because they didn't have anything in life.
No RTF.
Well, we have speech, you can take that, and that was about it. So.
Take history and government.
Yeah. That's about it. Just get it all your prerequisites out of the way. Besides that, I didn't have too many electives to go from. Yep. So, what is 314? 313.
Interpersonal communication.
Oh, does Dr. Dan teach that?
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. He's one of my favorite teachers, I guess.
What are you doing nonverbal? Nobody talks.
Yeah, we're all, we're just behavior, maybe. Behavior study, what people. Talk about, how people react, things like that. It's pretty interesting. If you're ever into studying people and things like that, it's really interesting. I didn't do too well on my first test, but it's an interesting class. It's really nice.
Who teaches that one?
Dr. Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing some studies right now, and going out and observing people and stuff.
You get extra credit for this too.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, actually, it's like a research panel.
Oh.
So
you don't have to do
it. It's required. Yeah. All of us are getting into little groups and go out and do our little studies and things. Well, we haven't really got into it yet, but that's what it's supposed to be. We just started getting our group together, so I don't even know what we're going to really do yet. It's kind of interesting.
What are you going to do with your degree?
I don't know. Probably try to get some job here in Austin. I like Austin a lot. Because Austin's growing so much as far as media is concerned. I think there's a lot of video companies here. They move and a lot of things like that. I like to see what's going on. Maybe go to New York. Maybe go to Hollywood. Who knows? Become a famous producer. No.
Right.
No.
Big dreams.
Cut that. No. No, it's just. It's the only thing I found interesting in college. I didn't like engineering, that didn't sound appealing to me, and business, blah, you know, I just didn't, you know, I'm not the very studious kind, but I love films, old films, and I love music and everything. They have a pretty good department. Yeah, I haven't really started anything, I'm still, like I said, catching up in my lower division since I transferred, and hopefully I'll be starting that next semester, getting into some technical classes and stuff, which would be a lot of fun, I hope. Yeah. A lot of red tape here, I tell you. I just got over registration. Whoa, boy, that was a big ordeal. Now, pre-registration. Oh, boy. Here we go again.
So. Try to get mine done sometime Friday.
Yeah, I haven't even... I gotta get some things squared away before I even pre-register yet, so it's...
Do you live on campus?
No, I live in an apartment.
Riverside?
Of course.
Me too.
Yeah, it's just, that's so funny. You wanna hear a story?
Sure.
This is a great story. There's a friend, I used to live in Pasadena, and I knew he was going to the University of Texas, but I haven't seen him like in 5 years. And you remember when the directories were being handed out yesterday, you know, the student directory?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to look his name up, you know, and see if I can get a hold of him. And I looked his name up and called, and no, they said it was the wrong number, so I got it on information. I got his number, you know, and everything. I was thinking about calling him. Oh, well, it would be a good time to call him. Well, I can't call him tonight because of this and everything. Yeah. I was thinking about this on the way home on the bus today, you know, and I turned right next to me, and there he was.
Oh.
That was him. Haven't seen him in 5 years, and there he was, sitting on this. I'm not kidding.
Small world.
Okay. I mean, it was like, I looked at him, you know, his name was Hani, and I was like, Hani? And you looked at him? You know, it was like, hey, what's going on? You know, everybody's turning around, like, what is going on here, you know?
I was
going to
call you.
Yeah, it was this freakiest thing I've ever happened in my life. Don't you think that's strange?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that was just coincidence. I think somebody... had something to do with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was
funny.
Really strange. So I got to see him again. So, and but anyways, back to you.
Oh.
You got a roommate? You got roommates?
Yeah.
Really?
One. I've lived with her for 3 years.
Ooh, yeah.
Good.
That's great.
We never had a fight. And I'm really surprised.
I used to live with three other guys in the summer. And then one of them moved to the dorm, so there's three of us. And I'll be so glad when I move out. No. No, they're okay. They're really. This is the first time I ever really lived away because I lived at home. I commuted to Brenham from LaGrange in my junior college years. And yeah. And what was I saying?
Did you know the guys before?
Yeah, one of them's from LaGrange too. The other guy I didn't know. And we get along better than that. We were friends since high school, you know.
Yeah.
And I just, this guy's a slob, get him out of here, you know. I mean, I'm a slob. But.
Can you stop?
How you doing?
Fine, how about you? I'm John.
John, I'm Lisa.
Lisa?
Uh-huh. What's your
name? St. George.
St. George?
St. George, like in Grenada.
Okay. Where are you from?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
Connecticut.
What made you come to that?
Well, my sister lives in Houston. And I was going to school up there and I got tired of it, so I transferred here. To get away from the cold and the snow.
You like it?
Yeah, it's a real nice place.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Senior?
First year senior.
That's good. How far do you want to live? I'm from Dallas.
Dallas?
Uh-huh.
What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Yeah.
About 6 hours behind. But I'll be there by the time.
You graduated?
From school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your major?
Advertising? Is that yours?
No, I'm data processing.
Are you just taking this class?
I'm taking the speech class. And we were asked to volunteer for this, so.
Yeah. Are you an interpersonal or?
Yeah, 319.
Uh-huh. Yeah. With, what's his name? Is it Matt? That he calls up there every day?
I have Dolores.
What? Oh, is he 130 to 30 on Tuesday, Thursday?
Yeah.
You know that guy, Matt, that he always calls up for a volunteer?
No.
Teacher class?
Wait a second. Yeah. You in Dolores' class? You're not in my class.
I have to be if it's from 1:30 to 3.
Who's your teacher?
Daisy.
I have Dolores.
Oh. Yes, this is a different one.
Okay. I think I've seen you before.
ours is real big. Ours is about 500 people.
Oh, no. We got about 20. I'm thinking 319?
Uh-huh. I don't know if it's 319. Oh. I think it's, I forgot what it was. 315 maybe.
Yeah, I thought all classes were small. It's a little difference in size.
Yeah, a lot. But,
where do you live?
I live, and there's these, they're condominiums called Somerset, mm-hmm. And they're, okay, you know where San Gabriel is?
Uh-huh, like 2 blocks over.
Okay, do you know where Now's drugstore is?
No.
And now San Gabriel, it's...
I think I know where they're at. Like off of 24th Street?
Uh-huh, yeah.
About 4 blocks down or something like that?
It's like almost up, it's in between 23rd and 22nd on St. Gabriel.
Okay, down that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is that?
Jester.
Jester.
Yeah.
You like it?
No.
No.
It's convenient, that's why I came back there again this year. Last year was my first year here, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, they tell you there's off-campus housing, but I didn't know what it was like. I'd never seen the place, so
yeah.
I'll play it safe.
I am. The only time I was there for orientation.
Yeah.
I didn't like it very much.
I like it because it's convenient. I'm
yeah,
in school of business,
good.
And you know, being in the computers,
yeah.
It's always, you're there till midnight.
Yeah.
So it's nice just to walk out and walk across the street.
That's true.
And go to bed.
That's true.
But next year I want to find an apartment or something.
Find an apartment?
Yeah, or a condo.
I scrolled out and looked at
right. That's a good spot over there too.
Yeah.
That's where I want to find someplace.
Yeah.
Behind Guadalupe and down that end.
Yeah, it's not too far, but
yeah,
it's
you
not
can walk to class
yeah.
If you have to. Does that bus go by there?
The shuttle is like right.
The WC?
Yeah, yeah, right in front of our thing. But I always just walk
yeah.
About, I mean, it's a little close.
Yeah.
It's about 5 minutes, 15 minutes. Okay. My roommate, she's an art major, so she's always taking the bus into the art building.
Yeah.
Did you live, do you have a roommate at Duster?
Yeah.
Did you know him before?
I knew him. This is my fourth roommate in 2 years. I just sort of keep going through them. They keep coming and going. One got married, one dropped out, one failed out.
Good.
But I knew this guy last year.
So. Oh, really? Okay.
But he changed over the summer.
He changed over the summer. Uh-oh.
This ain't the guy I knew.
See, that's what happened to me. I was supposed to live with him for all
yeah.
I knew before, and she kind of changed over the summer, so I did. I'm now not living
yeah.
with him. I was supposed to live in condominium. They're pretty far out there on 6th Street in Westland.
Yeah. Out by the lake.
Yeah. Okay, Westland is like at the bottom of the 20, you know where Peace Park is?
Yeah.
Okay, that street that runs alongside of it, that's Westland,
uh-huh.
And it goes
yeah.
up and meets 6th Street. It's mm-hmm. right before you get to MoPac.
Yeah, okay.
But
enough.
They're real nice and everything,
yeah.
But I just didn't really like more living.
Yeah.
Whatever. Have you pre-registered this?
I just did it this afternoon.
I couldn't. I had to take that Newport Communication GSP thing.
Yeah.
I was so scared. I was scared to go find out if I passed it. I was walking. It took me an hour, I think, to get here because I was scared to find out if I passed. I'm so glad for now. I just signed up for what I want to. But I haven't done it yet. I'll do it tomorrow before it's too late. You know.
I couldn't decide on. I only got 9 classes I have to take. It's like, which of the 9 am I going to take this time?
Yeah. You only have 9?
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to take 4 this semester, next semester. And I'll probably take 4 next fall. I was like, I'm going to come back next spring. I don't know. I don't want to graduate.
Can you take only 4?
Yeah, 12 credits.
Oh, 4 classes.
Yeah, 4 classes, okay. Not credits.
You mean you only have 9 classes left?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant you only had 9 hours left. Going,
well, I'd be graduating if I only had 9.
Yeah. So thank you. How can you only take 4? That's good.
You need 12 to stay in Jester.
Really?
Okay. Maybe I ought to take 9 and let them throw me
you
out.
You have to have, I mean, 9, you have to work to even take 9.
Yeah, I think you're going to be, I mean, you're not full time.
Yeah.
So. Then they take away my financial aid probably, so if you're not full time. So.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess with the hassle.
Too much trouble.
12 credits is enough for me.
That's good, because that's kind of not real tough.
Yeah. She did your elbow.
I am. Okay, when I flipped and fell on my elbow and I cut my elbow open,
uh-huh.
I didn't think it was anything big deal.
Yeah.
And the next day it's like hurting real bad. So I went to the health center and they said I should have got stitches, but it's too late, so I got infected. So they patched it all up. I had this big old white band and they moved me where my arm is laying on something. And then, so they took that off and finally took the white bandage off, and now I think it's flipped back open. So it's just starting. It's like, but I don't want to get back there, so, okay.
Just let it get better.
I'm going to have a big scar there, but it's okay.
Does it bleed every time you bend your elbow or anything?
No.
You're going to rip it open?
No, it doesn't do that, because it's pretty deep,
yeah.
So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's not very pleasant.
What are you doing to fall down?
I slid and fell.
You're drunk or something?
That's kind of tipsy. Yeah.
That always helps.
That did help a lot. But now we were kind of running around, like, it was like, okay, in my sorority, we got
mm-hmm.
our little sister, like, you know, little sister.
Yeah.
We got our little sisters and we took them over for these guys just to kind of, like, haze them, you know,
uh-huh.
So they were, like, putting shaving cream and all over them and everything, and so I thought it was real funny, and I was laughing at it happening because it wasn't happening to me, and then when they tried to get us and I started running, it wasn't so funny, and then I fell down and did that. So, it really wasn't very funny, but...
Once you think about it.
And when I had to call home and tell mom, I didn't.
Yeah.
I kind of changed the story around a little bit.
Yeah. Beginning of the semester, I fell and sprained my ankle. We went out to Hamilton's pool one night. We were out there drinking, and I was climbing around the box, and I fell down. So the next day, I called home. It's kind of hard to explain. Oh, we were out at a park.
Yeah.
You just figured you sort of forget about the beer. And
I didn't, I mean, mine really changed with that. It was raining and I was running up to the house and I slid on the porch and fell my elbow. So it really changed.
Wow.
Not that mom was just good, yeah. Oh, I'm paying Dr. Bill for you to get drunk and fall down on that.
What's the rodeo even?
I'm a Pi Beta Phi.
You like it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever, you've probably seen the house before. Hey, you know what?
I get them all confused.
Crap, you know where 23rd is?
Yeah.
You know where like all the drag runs are?
Yeah,
and everything?
The street that has all the merchants on it.
Well, right by there, San Antonio across the
yeah.
It's a big white house.
So it's like just a block over?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is that church back there or something?
Yeah, there's a church and then there's the house.
Okay.
You know
yeah.
what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I think, yeah.
It's kind of across from Castilian.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like...
You like it at UT?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hate going there for the summer. Mm-hmm. Do you stay here for summer?
I went home this summer, past summer. I drove home.
To Rhode Island?
Yeah.
How long a drive was that?
3 days. It took like a week to get home because my roommate was from Indiana. He was getting married in Indiana right after the semester was over. I drove to Indiana and went to his wedding and stayed there a few days. And I drove home, so.
I had a vacation for you.
So it was sort of hopscotching all around the country. But I just drove straight back in 3 days.
Okay,
Susan.
Yes.
What year?
Fresh.
Where are you from?
Oklahoma City. How about you?
I'm from Corpus.
Corpus. Hot town.
Mm-hmm. Have you been there?
No, I was in Yukon City and it's hot enough.
Mm-hmm. That's not today.
No. Hot town.
What are you studying?
Government. And you?
Communication.
Yeah. Any idea what you're supposed to do? I may not ask that.
Huh?
May I ask what we're supposed to be doing? Do you know?
Just getting acquainted.
Are you planning to go on past bachelor?
No, I'm getting out in the summer.
Got a job on it?
No, not yet. I'm in the process. I mean, I work for American Airlines. So I might continue that.
Hmm. What do they employ communications people?
Well, I mean, I've worked there the last couple of summers and I really liked it. I work at a ticket counter. So, I mean, as far as my major, it really didn't. I mean, it's not like they asked me to work because of that.
Hmm.
But my dad's in the airline, or the travel business, so that's why.
Oh, I see.
Cool. What are you going to do when you get out?
No idea. I thought foreign service. Maybe I have to go on a doctor or something.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe just domestic politics. Well, why don't you want to go into anything that has anything to do with your field?
I mean, that it is in a way. I mean, you're dealing with people and that's what communications is about. Mm-hmm. So.
But why not a job that would require your major?
Such as?
I don't know, maybe advertising for it?
Well, because I'm not in advertising, I'm in organizational communications. And that's new, because there's different fields in communications.
What is organizational communication?
More or less, you can work in a business type situation, or it's really anything. You have to go out and find your own kind of job.
Mm-hmm.
But advertising and RTF and all that's completely different.
Hmm. I see.
You just have to do it if you want.
Is it a real difficult menu?
It's not that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I was a business school, but that was difficult for me.
I'm sure it was like almost impossible to get classes to.
You went to a business school?
Yeah. I heard that they filled up instantly.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty big.
Mm-hmm. I went to orientation and they were already full.
Yeah.
This time.
Did you want to get into business?
No, thank goodness. Maybe there's some people who just want to work. What do I do there?
What made you decide to come here and not stay in Oklahoma?
Well, I have a cousin who works here, so she can make me check it out. Mm-hmm. And my uncle said, hey, it's a great school. I hadn't really even thought about it before.
Do you like it here?
I love it. Where
do you live?
Over in Riverside. You live on campus still?
No, I live in the sorority house.
Yeah, I couldn't stand living in Jester. Awful.
Gross. Did you stay at orientation?
Yep, that was enough for me. Yeah. My roommate didn't even wash his hands once. That's really good.
Yeah. Would you have any brothers or sisters?
A younger one. But he'll probably stand there probably.
And go to you?
Yeah.
Too bad for him.
Yeah, he missed out. How about you?
I have a younger sister. She's
coming here.
Well, she's already here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, it's a high school.
It is.
Came from a high school of 63.
Is it a private one?
Mm-hmm. So it's quite a leap.
Yeah.
The class of 63 was 10,000 or so.
Yeah. That is big.
But it was so weird. Because yesterday two days ago, I was out getting my student directory. And this guy walked out. And this guy hadn't been seen since 8th grade up in my high school. I can see. He was here.
Oh my gosh.
Straight video.
No.
Are you going home today soon?
Yeah. Get my car.
Oh. So you get a new one or get?
Get the old one. I was convinced at the last moment.
No, you don't need the car.
They're wrong. Do you have to
if you live in Riverside, you'd need a car.
Yeah. But they've got the shuttle bus to school. And fortunately, I had met someone, you know, who goes to school and you're supposed to drive with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Living over there. Do you ever have to go without a car?
No, I've had one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I should have.
But I really don't use it that much.
Yeah?
I mean, we went out to do errands, but I mean, never, because I mean, I walk to school, so.
But you can't drive to school, unless you got up at 6 and found the park, but.
What kind of classes are you taking, besides government?
Oh, I'm not taking any yet. They don't want you to take it if you get 30 hours, so I'm just taking all these filler courses, speech.
What speech are you taking?
Basic 319. It's professional, and then Spanish, and hold on, I know I'm taking chemistry and anthropology.
And what chemistry? Are you taking that? What's it called?
Davis. Excellent teacher. Very good. I like him a lot. And then taking karate, which I like a lot. Do you have any courses outside your major area now?
Well, I have advertising for Alexis. And taking speech and European studies classes. That's to fulfill the requirement of, you can either, when I enter the college, you can either take a foreign language or European studies, or somehow study, either Asian, European, whatever, taking European studies.
But that's not, you said speech and European studies? Is that the one course name?
No, I mean, I'm taking speech classes in addition.
I see. And it's just Europe in general?
Well, it's, no, it's two, one's Dutch culture heritage, another one's Palms Christian Andersen.
That's interesting. Well, that seems just one course in Hans Christian Andersen? Seems pretty limited.
Foreign. I should have taken a foreign language, though. It would have been a little bit more.
No. I wish I could have taken it. Study, of course.
Well, the language you're going to use more than a study, but.
I don't know. I took French for 9 years, and I can't speak a word, so.
Why aren't you taking French here?
I hated it. Yeah.
It'd probably be easier than Spanish.
But Spanish has changed at least. I hated French so badly. I probably couldn't apply myself at all to it. It's difficult enough with Spanish. Did you go to a private school?
No, I went to public.
How big was it?
Like 630 graduate class.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah.
Because I didn't learn too much in my high school.
Probably what you usually did.
Yeah. I don't know. It didn't seem like I learned much.
Well, is this hard, the studying here?
Yeah. Like, I've got to study here. Which is different from high school. No one I've met. Did you study in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the deal. I mean, if you don't study, what if you really learn? It seems like.
I don't know, I think you can learn without having tests and all that. You'd probably learn more if you didn't have tests. But you just memorize them.
Instead of learning. That's true.
Yeah.
Are you required to?
No.
Just do it for the experience.
Well, if you want extra credit.
That was your idea of what to do. That little prod.
Huh?
That's why I'm here too, that little prod. She wanted to take grade.
What teacher do you have to do that to?
On grade?
No. No. I have another one.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, what do y'all do? Just give speeches, like three speeches, and then you have a group project or something?
Yeah, two speeches, group project, and interview.
Yeah.
And then we take notes, and read. I don't like the reading, though.
Why?
Because it all seems like it's just, I know all the stuff, but if they just defined it, you know, they just given their little words to do.
Are you going to take any other speech classes?
No.
You don't like speech at all?
Not particularly.